Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our title sponsor, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, supporting the community through the spring of 2021, just like they're doing here on the Nonprofit Spotlight Moment. And I want to also thank our SharkCast sponsors, including Hightower Westchester, Fiduciary Wealth Advisors, and also White Plains Hospital. Thank you, everybody on the front line. Well, look, it's been a very trying and interesting year, to say the least. And one of our very, very first nonprofit spotlight segments was with Volunteer New York right around this time last year for their Volunteer Spirit Awards breakfast benefit. And we're going to kick this one off this year with Jeanette Gisberg, who is the now executive director of Volunteer New York. Jeanette, what a pleasure to see you. I know that you know, first of all, you have such a wonderful reputation in the community, tremendous smile, and, you know, you have highly strategic and impactful nonprofit executive experience for over 15 years. You've been managing people and projects and processes for volunteer connector organizations, including New York Cares, New York City's largest volunteer organization. And of course, you're now with Volunteer New York doing all kinds of special things. So we have a huge event coming up, right?
That's right.
And so why don't you just jump right in and tell us a little bit about the Spirit Awards and what that really means to you, Jeanette?
Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks so much for being such a great supporter and champion of community in general, and especially of Volunteer New York. We really appreciate it. So as you said, yes, I'm Jeanette Gisbert. I'm the new executive director here at Volunteer New York. I've been at Volunteer New York for 13 years, which is hard to believe. I stepped away last year to complete an executive fellowship with the global nonprofit Points of Light, and returned last July to take the reins as the executive director. So it's been an interesting time to take on that new leadership role, but really honored and privileged to continue the really important work that Volunteer New York does in our community. And yes, so we are about to operationalize our second virtual Volunteer Spirit Awards. We were one of the first organizations to make that pivot last year. I really hope and pray that we'll be one of the last organizations to have to deliver a virtual event this year. But the Volunteer Spirit Awards are really about pausing as a community to shine the light on the extraordinary, ordinary people who are making a difference through volunteerism in our community. And we do this every year. We've done it for the last 41 years in April, which is also Global Volunteer Month. And it's really just an opportunity, again, just to amplify the fact that every action matters and everyone can make a difference in our community. And for me, I am really excited to kind of talk about, you know, I think in the last year, what volunteerism has looked like has had to change and evolve because of the environment that we're in. But these folks have shown that community has not been canceled and that there are still ways to connect and that our community needs that now more than ever.
No doubt. I mean, look, we're built to really connect with one another, right? We've had to change things in the last year. We're not gathering like the way we were. We'll get back to that. But there's that need for connection. And Volunteer New York provides that on such a different level. When you're helping other people, you come together to help other people. You also reap those rewards yourself too, right? I'm sure you're right at the tip of the spear about that, right? You're always out there helping, and there's no surprise that you're the executive director. Let's talk about that for a minute. You'd mentioned that, right? And now here you are finding yourself as the executive director of such an extraordinary organization. Jeanette, what does that feel like? How has that been for you? Clearly in just an exceptional kind of a year to take on that role, but what, just talk to us about that a little bit. What does that really mean to you?
Yes. Gosh, it's such a good question. You know, for me, where to start with that response? I guess I would just take a step back for a minute and talk about a little bit of my journey. I started my career in the nonprofit space as an AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer. AmeriCorps is the often referred to as the domestic version of the Peace Corps. And I spent a year in that national service program. And that really showed me the impact that people power, volunteer, can have in building communities. And I am, obviously I'm a woman, I'm Latina, I'm first generation. My parents are Cuban immigrants. There are a lot of specific issues and causes that I could have chosen to spend my time trying to make a contribution. But for me, Andrew, this idea of volunteerism as a unifier, as the thread that really supports every issue and cause area and nonprofit in our community was the thing that spoke to me the most. And so that's how I've spent my career. And now I really consider it an honor to be able to do this work locally. I was born and raised in Westchester. And so to be able to implement my why, and my why is I believe in the power of volunteerism to build connected, resilient communities where everyone has the opportunity to reach their full potential. That's what I do, why I do what I do. And I'm just really grateful, frankly, for this opportunity. And it is not lost on me that at Volunteer New York, we have an extraordinary team of professionals who are as passionate about our mission as I am, and an extraordinary board of 28 champions, ambassadors who look to remove roadblocks and enable us to do what we do best. And so, I'm not sure. It would have been a much harder hill to climb without those things, for sure.
Well, spoken like a true leader. And you know, you mentioned that you're honored, but I have a feeling that our friends over at Volunteer New York are also honored to have you leading them. So, you know, congrats to you, and I see wonderful things ahead. I'm looking forward to what will be another tremendous event. Virtually.
Yeah, everyone's got to tune in. It's going to be great. You know, I mean, I think you talked about the fact that just one thing to share is, you know, it is a breakfast benefit. It is the only fundraiser that Volunteer New York has every year. But I really feel also that it's not just a fundraiser. It's really also, we have great stories, and who doesn't need to hear kind of a great uplifting story? And so, you know, grab a cup of coffee, you know, tune in, and really just be kind of reminded and inspired about what folks are doing right here in our community, and also how you can get involved. That's really also one of our hopes, is that people will be inspired to do something themselves, or to invite others to join them in whatever it is that they might already be doing.
Well, absolutely. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, here for our nonprofit spotlight. With Jeanette Gisbert and the Executive Director of Volunteer New York. We'll be right back with some more special guests to highlight the event that's coming up in early April. Stay tuned. We'll be right there.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.